In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin this beautiful month of May by praising Mary, Most Holy Mother of God, with the words of Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Doctor of the Church. The response will be, "We salute thee, Mother of God." Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, Virgin and Mother, Morning Star, Perfect Vessel. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, Holy Temple, in which God Himself was conceived. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, chaste and pure dove. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, ever effulgent light, from thee proceedeth the Son of Justice. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, thou didst enclose in thy sacred womb the one who cannot be encompassed. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, with the shepherds we sing the praise of God, and with the angels the song of thanksgiving. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of goodwill. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God. Through thee came to us the conqueror and the triumphant vanquisher of hell. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God. Through thee blossoms the splendor of the resurrection. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God. Thou hast saved every faithful Christian. We salute thee, Mother of God. Hail, O Mary, Mother of God, who can praise thee worthily, O glorious Virgin Mary. We salute thee, Mother of God. According to the fathers of the Church, for example, St. Ephrem, St. Augustine, St. John Damascene, St. Anselm, St. Bernard, St. Bonaventure, and St. Thomas Aquinas, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is necessary for salvation. Thus, in practicing devotion to our Blessed Mother, we are most assuredly contributing to the salvation of our souls. St. Louis de Montfort says, quote, "I do not think anyone can acquire an intimate union with our Lord and a perfect fidelity to the Holy Ghost without a very great union with the Most Holy Virgin and a great dependence on her assistance." Close quote. And so as we begin this month of May, I say be encouraged to dedicate this month of May to uniting yourselves more to Mary and imploring more than ever her tender and powerful intercession. This is the sure path to a more intimate union with our Savior, Jesus Christ, and greater fidelity to the inspirations of the Holy Ghost. And when I say uniting yourself to Mary, we can say that the main ways we unite ourselves to Mary is by meditating upon her life and imitating her virtues. St. Louis de Montfort also teaches, quote, "Mary being the most conformed of all creatures to Jesus Christ, it follows that of all devotions, that which most consecrates and conforms the soul to our Lord is devotion to His Holy Mother. And that the more a soul is consecrated to Mary, the more it is consecrated to Jesus." Close quote. Consider, if I would love what God loves, then I must have an intense love for Most Holy Mary, for whom God has done such great things. She is supremely dear to Christ our Savior. She gave Him that human body, which for our sakes was scourged and crucified, the body whereon we are fed in the Holy Eucharist. The fountain of His all-redeeming blood had its source in her Immaculate Heart. She loved Him as no other loved Him, sharing all His joys and all His sorrows as no other could. How then can I possibly pretend to love Jesus unless I love Mary also? Let us open this month of May by meditating on some of the praises offered by the fathers of the Church to the all-holy, pure Mother of God and ever-Virgin Mary. The new Eve, the Mother of Life, the Reconciler of the whole world, Redeemer of captives, our Liberator from our calamities, Mother of all the faithful, the hope of malefactors, fair daughter, virgin, honor, glory, and firmament of our Church, Mother of God and of us all, the sinner's ladder, the breath of Christians, the morning rising, the dawn of day, the heavenly chariot, the land overflowing with milk and honey, Mother of life, of beauty, of majesty, Mother clad in light, the garden enclosed, the fountain sealed up, my sweet love, my honor, my great hope of salvation, the Queen of Heaven, the flower of the field, the lily of the world, the fountain of life, the guide of my pilgrimage, the mother of all good things, companion of the Redeemer, co-redemptress, authoress of everlasting salvation, mystical new heaven, scepter of orthodoxy, temple of Solomon, cedar of Lebanon, fair olive tree, vine always growing, queen of the world, glory of Jerusalem, joy of Israel, honor of our people, glory of virginity, indestructible temple, the masterpiece of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Doctor of the Church, sings the praises of the Blessed Virgin Mary, quote, "Glory be to Thee, Holy Mother of God, masterpiece of the universe, brilliant star, glory of virginity, scepter of faith. By Thee the Trinity is glorified, the Holy Cross celebrated and venerated throughout the universe. The heavens are joyful. The angels tremble with joy. The demons are put to flight. Man passes from slavery to heaven." Close quote. As I mentioned yesterday, St. Louis de Montfort teaches that uniting oneself more to Mary and depending more than ever on her tender and powerful intercession is a sure path to a more intimate union with our Lord and perfect fidelity to the Holy Ghost. Keep in mind the means on the one hand and the final goal on the other. The means is uniting oneself more to our Blessed Mother, depending more than ever on her powerful intercession. The final goal is a more intimate union with our Lord and perfect fidelity to the Holy Ghost. And also, as I mentioned yesterday, we unite ourselves to Mary by meditating upon her life and striving to imitate her virtues. One of the ways that we can do this is through the Litany of Loreto. And that's what I will be doing throughout the month of May. Using the Litany of Loreto so that we can meditate upon the life and virtues of our Blessed Mother and hopefully imitate these virtues more closely. Obviously, in the Litany of Loreto, we're always invoking our Blessed Mother to pray for us. It's understood that one of the ways in which we're asking for her to pray and intercede for us is so that we may imitate her virtues more closely. And again, in this way, remember the final goal, in this way, be more intimately united with our Lord and more faithful to the Holy Ghost. So the first invocation of the Litany of Loreto to our Blessed Mother is, Holy Mary, pray for us. Two words, Holy Mary. Here, obviously, is being emphasized Mary's holiness. On Mary's holiness, Pope Pius XII teaches, quote, because of the mission the Virgin Mary received from God, her life is most closely linked with the mysteries of Jesus Christ. And there is no one who has followed in the footsteps of the incarnate Word more closely and with more merit than she. Holier than the cherubim and seraphim, she enjoys unquestionably greater glory than all the other saints, for she is full of grace. Close quote. Clearly there the Pope is telling us that the holiness of our Blessed Mother, which surpasses that of all the angels and saints, is linked to how closely she followed in the footsteps of the incarnate Word, her proximity to our Lord. The Virgin Mary is all holy, immaculate, sinless, completely free from every least stain of sin from the moment of her conception. She is full of the grace of God, full of the holiness of God, full of the glory of God. Holy Mary. Mary is that garden enclosed on all sides, which cannot be violated or corrupted. She is the fountain ever clear and sealed up with the power of the Holy Ghost. To summarize, we can say that the Virgin Mary is all holy because she is one with her Son. Listen to St. Louis de Montfort pray, quote, O sweet Jesus, thy holy mother is so transformed into thee by grace that she lives no more. She is as though she were not. It is thou only, my Jesus, who livest and reignest in her more perfectly than in all the angels and the blessed. Close quote. Hopefully it's obvious to us that Mary's holiness calls us to be holy. Jesus gave us his all-holy mother so that we can be holy as she is holy. And just a few words on the name Mary. Holy Mary. The name Mary has many possible meanings. For example, star of the sea, drop of the sea, bitter sea, exalted, strong, powerful, beauty, or the beautiful or perfect one, light or illuminating, well-beloved, and lady. May we have great reverence for Mary's name and rejoice in it. to the Church Mary's holy name has ever been joy in the heart, honey in the mouth. May it be so for us as well. St. Bernard, Doctor of the Church, exclaims, quote, "The heavens exult, the earth rejoices, and the angels send up hymns of praise when the name of Mary is mentioned." Close quote. May we do the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.